Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Matt has a series that started tonight, right before we recorded this episode. Mm-hmm. It is called 52 Years of Fandemonium. And yes. It is on Channel 7, WKBW-TV, talking about Highmark Stadium. I've introed it, but you can fill in the blanks and give the details. Tell everybody what this is about and how cool it was for you.
Well, thank you so much for the platform, the opportunity to plug a little project we have been working tirelessly on. Before I get started, I want to shout out producer Julia Skevel and then photographers Kevin Minorzik and Garrett Vautour for all of their hard work on this. The four of us have kind of started this for the last 2 months, and we had our first episode that ran tonight, and it was super cool. So essentially what we did was about 2 months ago, I was sitting in the sports office. It was a quiet time with what was going on, and I was thinking to myself, we really need to give the stadium a proper send-off. There's two things in Western New York that people love: the Buffalo Bills and being nostalgic. This is an opportunity to do both of those things. I was trying to think about when it made the most sense to do it. And I was going back and forth with somebody at work. And they said, you should do it when Bills interest is at its highest during the season itself. My argument to that was, it's not going to get the proper kind of send-off because we're going to be talking about games. We're going to be talking about like storylines on the field. And I wanted to do it while this could really be the focal point. So I literally said, listen, let's start a 7-part series. We're Channel 7. Let's write down a bunch of names on a piece of paper and let's try and get interviews with all of these people about their favorite memories inside the stadium. So I just started writing down names from different eras. And it was like, okay, it would be great to get Joe Ferguson, Joe DeLaMalier. All right, what about, we got to get Mary Wilson. If we're going to get Mary Wilson, we got to call Marv Levy. Hopefully he answers the phone. Well, you got to talk to Jim Kelly. You got to talk to Frank Wright. You got to talk to it, blank, 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 blank. And so we just kept on doing that. And we kept on getting help from people and doing all of these interviews, which was incredible. So the first episode aired tonight. You can watch the entire thing. We're saying this on Monday night on June 16th. You can watch the entire thing right now on WKBW.com. If you would prefer to watch it on your television, you can download the WKBW app for free on your TV and then watch it that way. And we will be airing a new episode for the next 6 weeks now, all the way through training camp. So Sal was talking about how training camp is expected to start on July 23rd. The last episode of this series will be July 28th. So it's perfect that it kind of runs right along with the training camp schedule. We'll probably be doing like live shows at that point from training camp. And then we'll have preseason games to talk about and actual football to talk about. So it's been a joy putting this together. And the stories have just been so awesome from everybody involved.
I love it. I love it. I was watching, I only got the first 10 minutes, last 10 minutes of your first episode. So I'm going to go back and watch it. And I saw Joe DeLaMalier talking about kind of the earlier days and what it was like kind of being a player in that stadium. And yeah. But Joe DeLaMalier played for not only the Bills, he's a Hall of Famer, played for the Cleveland Browns. And he referred to, you know, Bills fans as the greatest fans in the world. And one thing that stood out right away was just how much the fans in this stadium matter so much more than fans in many other stadiums.
That has been a sentiment shared to me by a lot of people, that it has always been, it's not because of the stadium itself. It's a very important building, but it's because of the people who have filled that stadium. And that is why it has been such a memorable and special place to so many people. I wholeheartedly agree. You know, we're unique. We're two Western New York natives who have grown up and spent our lives in some capacity tied to this football team, you know, as kids and as young adults rooting for them, now working, you know, and covering the team and all the stuff that we get to do that we're so fortunate to do. So it's been cool to hear all of those different perspectives. And I think the validation that it gives fans when they listen to these players like Joe DeLaMalier, like he played in Cleveland. Cleveland is another great fan base. And for him to unequivocally say there is no fan base like the Buffalo Bills, I think carries weight. He is a Hall of Fame offensive lineman. So it's cool to hear these guys share their stories. They had a great story about how they got stuck in traffic because of the Erie County Fair, the first ever day the stadium was opened.
Oh my
God. I also didn't know that the first ever play inside that stadium was a kick return against the Bills.
Like, by it feels like the Washington then Redskins.
Yes, Herb Mulkey was the guy's name who returns the opening kickoff.
I'm sure you've talked to a couple of people who are there, right? Because I know one famous broadcaster who was there.
Who's the famous broadcaster? You know,
John Murphy.
There? Oh, John Murphy was there as a fan?
John Murphy was walking into that stadium with John Beilein when that kick was happening.
That's cool. That's a great story. That's a great little anecdote.
Yes.
You know what's funny is, you know, I don't think he would. I reached out to Murph, yeah, but Murph's voice is obviously not what it once was because of everything. So we talked a little bit on the phone as the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. Yes. Greater Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. He just got inducted too. So shout out to him. But we were talking and just sharing some stories because, you know, there's only so many sports directors in the history of Channel 7. And I wanted to try and include as many of them as possible. So that would be Murph. That would be Bob Kaczynski. That would be Joe Biscaglia, myself, Jeff Russo, and then the late Rick Azar. So, you know, wanted to try and get everybody involved if I could. But no, I did not hear from him in the episode. But I did hear from Sal Majorana, who was as a fan. And Sal Majorana, as he always does, delivers with, you know, the first bite, the first quote in the show tonight was, yeah, I was at the Rock Pile. That place was a dump. It was about time that they moved out of that place. And I'm like, oh, Sal, I just love him so much. He just says it like it is.
I don't live far from the Rock Pile. And when I have friends come to town from out of town, I take them there and I show them. Yeah. I said, that's where OJ ran. That's where the movie The Natural was filmed. Uh-huh. And they're like, wow, that's crazy. And that's cool. And they get out and they take pictures of the facade and how cool it is. Right. All of that. You know, you asked me and I'm honored that you asked me to be a part of this series. And you asked me for some memories and I gave you a couple, you know, memories of my own. Going to a game 51-3 is my favorite, my biggest memory. Camping out for tickets. I have a great story I shared about camping.
Yeah, it was great. It's in the next episode.
I appreciate that. I don't think I told you this. I think I might have told you this personally, but I don't know if it's on the air. But one of my best memories ever is I played in that stadium. I had an interception inside that stadium. I played for Cleveland Hill High School in 1989. We won the Section 6 championship against Salamanca. We were up 16-14, and I picked the ball off on the final series of the game to seal it. And that was one of my greatest memories ever.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. And you said that was 89?
89, yeah.
Oh, that's sick. You know what's funny? So we did – that's a sweet story. This is what's funny but equally frustrating. We have 7 episodes to do this. Mm-hmm. I could do 25. I could do 27 episodes.
No doubt.
Because there's so many little layers that I'm afraid we're not going to get to. Because one of those layers is how about all of the events inside that stadium that weren't football?
100%.
Concerts.
Right. Oh my gosh. That's right.
The Winter Classic.
Yes.
Like, there's so many stories that I would love to tell, but I feel like when you've only got this 7 episode window, maybe we'll get back to it and, you know, continue this in some capacity down the road, because so many people have been like, I really hope you talk about the Metallica concert, or there better be a Winter Classic episode, or the high school football games that have been played there, or the other sporting events that have been played there over the years. It's a football stadium, but it's more than just that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No doubt. Metallica with Faith No More and Guns N' Roses.
Oof. That's a heavy hitter lineup.
I mean, and this, we're talking like 1990, 91. There's 91. That's crazy, right? Think about that lineup at that time.
Yeah. And it's just, it's been really cool. I think I told you on the radio earlier today when we talked Monday morning. So I appreciate you having me on. And then Jeremy and Joe had me on as well. I think my favorite part about this so far has been that everybody can go back to a different moment or point and go, this is my favorite memory because, and then they give an answer and then the story that they have tied to it. Cause you know, everybody can say, or a lot of people can say, my favorite memory was the 51-3 game or the comeback game. But then when they give you the reason why, then it becomes so special and unique to them. My favorite game was the 51-3 game because my buddies and I were going to Tampa the next week if they won, and they did, and it was the best trip of my life or whatever. Or my favorite game was the comeback game because I said I was going to stay until I finished my beer. And then they BB caught a pass down the sideline, and all of a sudden they were right back in it. So, like, it's cool to hear all of the, like, little extensions and branches that go off of the stories. So it's been a joy to put together. I'm so happy because we're recording this at 9 o'clock. The first episode aired like an hour ago, and it has been so well received that if you see me looking off to the side, my phone is blowing up. So it's awesome. It's like, it's really gratifying.
Yeah.
But it also makes me that much more excited to continue with this. Like, legitimately, since I talked to you on the radio earlier today, I've set up like 4 more interviews with other people who amazing. I want to fit into the series.
Oh, that's amazing. By the way,
notable people, by the way, like notable people who have said like, oh, I want to be part of this now.
Oh, that's amazing. You know, a quick side story to that playing in the stadium. This was the old turf. And I have somewhere in this house a piece of the old turf. We're talking like the original stuff that was, I'm telling you, Matt, it was like concrete playing on this. Okay. Mm-hmm. And to lead up to the game, we practiced at UB's old stadium, which is now where the Hill is. It's not the new stadium.
Yeah.
At the stadium now. At the same turf. Matt, I would come home. My knees were bloody every night because of this turf. And I'm like, how do these guys play on this? It was like concrete every night, every day. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Daryl Talley had a great soundbite to a question that I asked him for this series, where he said playing on the turf then was a lot like playing in the parking lot.
Yes.
Where it was a weapon if he used it the right way.
Oh my
God. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. That's Matt, terrifying.
The painted spots were even harder. Like the helmet and the end zones. The helmet was even harder. And I'm not kidding. I'm knocking on some wood here. Like it was like that. It was like falling on that. But I remember my knees were bloody getting ready. But anyway, that's just a side story to the stadium and the changes that it's gone through over the years. I mean, come on. The famous picture of the goalpost being torn down in 88 after they beat the Jets. In the back, there's a big Marlboro sign. Like you don't see that anymore at any stadium with the smoking man.
Yeah, and even like when they tore the goalpost down in 80, like it's we only have so one of the things we ran into. And listen, like the series has been awesome. There's a very limited amount of video that we can show because any video shot during a game inside the stadium is owned by the NFL.
That's right.
So then to use that video and put it online would cost me basically like my house. So we're not going to basically do that. So we've leaned a lot on just incredible photos and then also a lot of file archive video that we have at Channel 7. And there's a lot of it. But when we started posting about this, some guy reached out, was like, I have these incredible pictures on film of when they tore down the goalposts. Can I send them to you? I'm like, yeah, dude, you can send them to me. Like, so that's been another cool part too, that like all of these people are sharing little things that they have that they cherish to have incorporated into this series. This is going to be something we talk about for the next 6 months. We're in June. This place is going to only be open for 6 more months. We're going to talk about it for a while. Just admittedly kind of wanted to get ahead of it.
I love it. It sounds awesome. How about this, everybody? Drop us a comment about your favorite memories inside the stadium. Drop us a comment inside the YouTube link that you're watching or wherever that you comment on in the podcast form, whatever it is. Drop us a comment about, you know, your favorite memories inside the stadium. On top of that, make sure you tweet us at @Matt_Bove, at Sal Sports. Also, make sure, letting everybody know once again, you're subscribed to me on Twitter as well. It's like $3 a month and you get extra content. I put out extra videos during OTAs and minicamp for people just for extra stuff that's not filling up everybody else's timeline that we're doing all this crazy stuff and also extra access to me. We're doing spaces, private spaces, some giveaways, but do that as well. And then go watch the series, check it out online, WKBW TV, YouTube for Matt, and you know, check out all their platforms there and then comment on it.
Real quick, it won't be on YouTube, not right away.
Oh, okay.
It'll be on WKBW.com and the WKBW app. The entire thing, all 7 episodes, will be posted on YouTube after they have aired on television. So eventually they'll be on YouTube, but for right now, for the next 6.5 weeks, you'll have to go to the WKBW app, which, I mean, it's free. It's not like this is costing you anything. It's free that you can download and then watch it on your phone, your laptop, your TV, wherever you want to watch it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit
fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.